Rebecca, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Tony, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Do I have that name correctly, Ensign?
You do, yes, thank
you. I didn't want to butcher that up. Give us your background, Rebecca. How'd you get involved in academics?
Well, I've been in the publishing industry for 25 years, and I started out in college textbook publishing, which is kind of a closet type of industry until you meet someone who's in it. So for 10 years, I was in college textbook development and publishing, and then I started Goldleaf Press in 1994 on the premise of educational books that maybe could cross over into the trade so that I would could find a very interesting textbook that I think everyone would like to read. So that's kind of, and that's how I developed Goldleaf Press. And then, of course, I crossed over and I've done a variety of other types of books, but education has always been the foundation of every my publishing career and my business. So then I was approached by a Complete Curriculum in 2007, and when I found out what they were doing, which was ahead of the time, developing a complete digital textbook, kindergarten through 12th grade program, of course, to me, that was career culminating. I'm like, yes, absolutely. So I've been working with them intensely for the last 3 years developing this content.
Well, many people have heard of the movie Waiting for Superman, and it has created a lot of debate about education and how we teach our kids. As a matter of fact, we did an hour-long program in which we had a teachers union president, a superintendent of schools, and a national education expert on to talk about the program. We've also had experts who travel around the globe to learn about learning. And the thing that we have learned here, Rebecca, is that to teach our kids in a better fashion, because currently, if you look at the statistics for the civilized, industrialized world, we used to be number one in teaching our kids. Now we're near the bottom of the list at number 25. But what I find is the common denominator from the people that we've had on talking about education and how to better educate our children is to get away from this you versus us. It's the United States needs to get together and have a plan, and it doesn't matter if it's a public school, a private school, a charter school. We need to be on the same page, and we need to provide a ton of funding for all these entities to succeed. And also, the parents need to get involved as much as possible. And I know that's what you like to see because you have services that can help people like me teach your kids.
Exactly, exactly. And you touched on something, teach kids in a better fashion. Absolutely, that's key. And this is where parents can come in. Of all of those initiatives that you mentioned, of course, they all are inarguable. But yes, my specialization, my message is to the parents, and the parents can affect all of these issues. And those that the parents can affect, the parents do not have to be victimized by. For instance, funding. Parents can only try to promote or change policy, but they can't guarantee it. So if funding falls short, parents can fill that gap as well. And it's done, I mean, it's done just through the daily course of being a parent, really. It can be. But parents are the key, and they also can help bridge the gap, as you mentioned, the you versus us, at least when it comes to collaborating. My message is to collaborate with teachers, not berate teachers. You know, the idea is work with your teachers. Teachers will absolutely welcome that. And parents do need to be more involved in the learning process itself.
So how do you work the complete curriculum in association with a teacher at school? For example, I've got a 9-year-old, I've got a 7-year-old, and the curriculum is laid out for what these kids are going to learn. How does complete curriculum work in concert with that?
Well, a couple different ways. There's a lot of innovative elements of complete curriculum. It's very creative. If a teacher, let's say, for instance, a teacher always gets supplements materials, always. No matter what textbook they're required to work with, the teacher is always getting extra material. So a teacher can become a member of Complete Curriculum, and now that means the teacher has access to all this K through 12 digital content. One of the features is that if a teacher is going to use a book, let's say that it's a fourth grade math book, the teacher gets 25 free downloads, meaning that each parent can have full access to that textbook, to the teacher's manual that has the lesson plan and the answer key and the how to teach this lesson, all of that the parent has complete access to also. So the parent's not dependent on if the child brings his or her homework home. Nope, parents already got it. You know, I mean, that's just one benefit. But the idea is this material was developed to for parents to be able to simply open up and actually feel like, yes, I can teach this. I mean, that's how it was written. It was written kind of to the beginning teacher or for the parent or the homeschooler so that you could pretty much open it up and you could help your 9-year-old with that math homework.
How many school districts is Complete Curriculum working with?
Oh, my gosh, around the country?
How about it? Let's just look in the state of Michigan.
Well, it's rooted in Summit Academy, which is a charter school district downriver in Michigan, in Flat Rock, Michigan, and that's kind of where it's based right now. That's a good question, Tony. I'd have to get back to you on that. I haven't followed recently in the last month what all schools have adopted, but this is more of a program for the individual teacher as a supplement, or the parent, or the homeschooler. This was never published to make sure that, yes, okay, we're going for, you know, state of Michigan and California adoptions, because the idea was supplement where needed and to have easy, quick access to whatever. Oh, this child needs help in grammar. Okay, let me download these lessons and have this student do this. That's kind of how it is. In a classroom, you know, there's differentiation. You've got your lower performing students and your higher performing students, and all of them have to be taken care of in a classroom. So this content is, all right, if you're teaching fourth grade, well, these students here are pretty accelerated. I'm going to use some of the sixth grade language arts material for these students, and I'm going to use some third grade math material for these students. So that's kind of the idea. It's not as much of a structured adoption curriculum. It's to supplement those that are.
Do you find any resistance from school districts or teachers?
None at all. No. As far as this program and this material?
Correct.
No, because we're not going to be committee judged. You know what I mean? Like, where it's going to be in adoptions can be very contentious, for sure. And that's where you start hearing negatives and things about your programs. And believe me, I've been all through that over the last couple decades. But in this case, it's so cost effective. It's so inexpensive. Its purpose is simply for teachers to supplement and for parents to access so that they can become involved and actually help with their students' homework and their learning. So it's kind of out of that conversation, you know?
All right, Rebecca, if people want more information about Complete Curriculum, how do they get a hold of you?
There's one of two ways. Those who feel, teachers or parents who feel, yes, I want to have access immediately to this material, simply go to CompleteCurriculum.com, and the site kind of walks you through the various options you have for membership. Those parents who feel, yes, I think I'd like to start thinking about getting more involved at home with helping my child learn and learn more about this, I ask them to please send an email to interest@helpteachyourchildren.org. Complete Curriculum and helpteachyourchildren.org work together. But there's two different entryways. One is for the one who wants to, okay, dive in. That would be go to CompleteCurriculum.com. Those who might feel they want to go and ease in a little bit slower, please send an email to interest@helpteachyourchildren.org.
All right, Rebecca, thanks so much. Great talking with you.
Thank you. Likewise, Tony.